And hit pause or whatever.
Okay.
It'll switch from this to this to this, back and forth. So once this starts, it'll start playing into this one.
Okay. See? And then I hit lock talk
now
and...
You can hit pause.
Yeah. BBS Radio, good evening. Mareva's Journeys this evening. We're listening to that cool music from Nat Bray. And at 6:10 this evening, Nat Bray's going to come in and we're going to have a little interview and talk about Gotta Be Strong, his album that he's put out. So we're going to listen now back to Matt Bray. Hi, listeners. We've just been listening to Nat Bray, My Destination, My Destiny, Keeping It Real and Got to Be Cool. And today we're going to have a person that's going to be talking to us, an astrologer from the Association of the American Astrologers, and they're going to be talking to us about what is in the planetary alignment at the moment. There are lots of things happening in the world, and it's an idea sometimes to know that the stars and the planets do interact and play with what is happening. I thought today we'd like to look at some key phrases before Malvin Artley comes on board, and that is to do with the kingdom of God that is within us. I am talking to my inner self. I am talking to the mind within my mind. I am that I am. I am the inner. I am the outer. I am all that there is. I am limitless. I am universal harmony. I seek to know the highest truth. I seek to know the highest good. I involve the light of truth. I involve the light of love. I seek illumination. I am soul manifest on earth. I understand who I am. Truth is light, and light is love. And that's what we are all looking for today. And as we are going to talk to Malvin, we're going to ask Malvin a bit about what is happening on the world scene, and especially what's happening in the Middle East. And I'm sure he's going to be interesting. A lot of us look at our sun signs when we take a magazine and see what our astrology is, and we look under it and we read what it says, but that is only one part of astrology and one part of what is happening out there in the universe. As each soul is incarnated and comes into being born, it of course is born under a star sign, a star system. And this system plays a lot to do with our soul and what we are here for. So Malvin Artley, twofold, is an astrologer in normal astrology, but he also does Chinese astrology. So we might have him back to be able to explain a little bit about Chinese astrology and how that works and how they come in at a different time of the year, and that's February where Chinese astrology starts. So when we look at astrology and we look at the stars and we look at numerology, we're looking at all these different oracles that have been brought into place, and I mean Plato, and we go back to Socrates, and we go right back where the stars influenced many. The Chaldeans were people who used all of these oracles a long time before, and today in the universe we use astrology and many things, and numerology and many things. A lot of people go to numerologists and they have certain numbers that they will be able to break down and give you a report of what your number is in life and what aspect that has with you in your life. And you keep that number for the rest of your life. So the stars also change, and as we go into different phases and alignments, so our lives are changing and we are changing each day, each month when these alignments change. And we've just come out of a Mercury retrograde, so we're changing again. And we're coming into the full moon in August. I think the full moon is around about the 9th of August. So, of course, different vibrations happen on full moons and new moons, and so it is actually calling us into a different dimension. And I know that when we had the full moon of June 11, that was a real, real huge full moon, and then we came into July, and now we're going into August. We seem to be shifting so much that all of our thought forms and all of what we're wanting is actually happening. So we have to understand that we need to look at this. And I'm going to talk to you a bit today before he comes on about the microcosm, the five-pointed star of man. This star represents man, the microcosm. The four lower points are the limbs, and the upward point stands for our crown, our link to the Creator, the one of all. It is a symbol of our struggle away from the material and towards spirituality. Our cosmic connection is through the crown chakra, sometimes depicted as the actual crown or, as we say, the white lotus or the lily. And this is very important because this is our mystical gateway when we go into meditation to the higher dimensions, the higher consciousnesses that we link into. So it's important that in all of the cosmology that we are coming into now, whether it be astrology, numerology, or whether we are asking ourselves what is happening, we are feeling these different vibrations that are affecting us, we need to just remember that we need to rest. We need to rest as we're going through this change. Mother Earth is going through it. We are going through it. So we're addressing this, our lower self, and we're crossing the bridge of the heart to the higher dimensions into unconditional love. This is important that we understand that these higher chakras are going into our higher self and our higher cosmic connection, which is important for all of us at this moment. So when we're meditating, we're going into the star symbol. So when we go into the star symbol, we can ask for help. And there is an archangel, and that archangel is Archangel Cassiel. He is the archangel that we can ask with Archangel Metatron of the Tree of Life to help us as we draw down this energy. And this can help with any karmic problems or issues that we still seem to have as we're going through this change. Remember that when we all have a positive intent, and we all realize that love from our hearts is able to open up and flow through, then we can have that connection from the heart right up to the crown chakra. It's right from there down through the I Am into the heart chakra that we can have this connection. And a lot of people are doing this, and all is being revealed at this time. And this is actually all of, most of everyone on this planet is working towards this cosmic matrix that we are all going into. And it's quite exciting to have and go through this and to be able to talk to other people about it. And some people are feeling very, very tired. Others are feeling that this energy is really, really hyping them up. So they want to be doing things and finishing off things and starting new things. So it's all in a matter of everyone taking as it comes, because we're all different. We've all been created different. The Creator made us different. So that's very important. There's no race here, folks. There's no race. It's a matter of taking these little steps one at a time and doing it and getting there. So we might ask Melvin Utley a few things also, because I know that each country has its own astrology and it comes under a different star system too. So we might ask him a bit about that as well, about the United States of America. And there may be some other questions that we can formulate, and next time we'll be able to open it up to BBS listeners to talk to Melvin. Not today, though, but maybe next time when he comes on board. so that you might be able to think of questions that you'd like to ask, because everyone here, I'm sure, knows a bit about their star sign. They know they may be an Aries, a Taurus, or a Gemini. And it's interesting sometimes to know a bit more and have a look a bit deeper into where we are at the moment and what is happening at the moment within our lives and what is actually happening with the planet and how that links up with so many people and the shifts and how equinoxes and full moons and all these also activate different lines and activate us in different ways. So I feel that a lot of people also might be feeling very, very drained. I know that some of us have been feeling this way. So we need to look at ways of making sure that we're drinking enough water, and we're also maybe taking what I would call the extra minerals that we can have, and that's in chlorophyll and other minerals that we might be needing to take, as it's getting pretty hot. It's been pretty hot all over the place, I think, in America, and where we are now, it's pretty hot too. So we have to remember that as we're shifting through and going through this rebirth and going through this ascension, as Mother Earth is, we are, and the planet is. So we're all changing. We also have to realize that it's important that we assess every day ourselves inwardly. This is important, to go within and feel at peace and know that we're not stressing, that everything is happening as it should be and should be and should take place. We're just going to get to the phone now, and we're going to ring Donald. Hello, you there, Martin?
Melvin, yes.
Yes, great, Melvin. Okay, we're just going to put you up. Okay, you're on now, Melvin. Great to speak to you, Melvin Artley, who is a member of the Association of American Astrologers. Welcome to BBS Radio, and Mariva, thanks you for coming on board today, Melvin. We would love to hear a bit, and I think I said a bit about to the listeners before you came on, what is happening with the Pluto North Node axis and the Middle East?
Well, just to say a brief bit about Pluto and aspect of the nodes. This is something I'm quite familiar with, because I have that same square natally that is existent in the sky now, and it essentially means that periodically people have to let go of their instinctual drives, because the nodal axis indicates the instinctual nature and how one puts oneself forward out into the world and how one releases old patterns, the north and the south nodes respectively. Pluto itself governs ending separations and the relinquishment of that which holds the person, the country, whatever, back from their full expression. So when you put the two together, you can see there's a dynamic created in which essentially the instinctual nature is always under the hammer, so to speak, and there's a clearing process that goes on throughout the life of the individual, of the country, or whatever. So for the general public, what's happening at the moment is a great kind of karmic clearinghouse. And we see that happening a lot in all kinds of relationships. People's relationships are very tense at the moment. And it's the same between countries as it is between individuals. It's difficult for people to live together because our accepted modes of behaving and the things that we're so used to is represented by the nodal axis is having to be stepped up a notch, so to speak. We're all having to step up to the mark spiritually. There's a great deal of very many forces within the planet and within the cosmos that are impinging on us at the moment, and it's Yeah, well, it's creating exactly the conflict that we see in the Middle East at the moment.
Yes, Malvin. I believe, though, that I was told this, and maybe you can enlighten me and our listeners, that each country actually has its own natal star system that it's under. Would you know at hand anything about, for instance, Israel or Lebanon or one of these states at the moment that are at war?
Yes, but to get a whole picture, you need to look at what's happening in a general respect in terms of the current planetary energies, and then seeing how that impinges on the country. So in that regard, we'll just take a quick look at both Israel and Lebanon.
Okay.
Now, in terms of Israel, we find that transiting Pluto, which is squaring the nodes in the sky at the moment, is also very close to its Jupiter. Jupiter ruling the third house, which is the house of brotherhood, basically, communications and media. It's also directly opposing Uranus in Israel's chart. And Uranus rules the fifth house, which is creative pursuits, children, and love affairs. In other words, there's a great upheaval that's happening for Israel, and Pluto being retrograde at the moment is really precipitating a lot of the conflict. Now, Israel, I'm working off of a chart, 14th of May, 1948, at 4 p.m. in Tel Aviv. There's naturally controversy sometimes over the charts of these nations, but this one seems to work out pretty well. And natally, we find that Israel has a Saturn-Pluto conjunction in the 10th house, and there's a lot about power structures in that, self-protective instincts, and having to let go of old karmic patterns. So in terms of its natal chart, we also find that Pluto squares Israel's nodes as well. So what I said before regarding Pluto squared in the nodal axis applies to Israel. And that's also being activated by a transit of Saturn over it. So it is a precipitous conflict, and it is meant to be a clearing, but also to force choice along some lines and to let go of instinctual reactions, to let go of past patterning, and to really come into the world more to assimilate more into the neighboring countries, and to bring about a higher understanding about things. Now, the unfortunate thing is there's a lot of fundamentalism on both sides, and it makes it very difficult to let go. So it results in the kind of bloody conflict we see now. In terms of Lebanon, I'll just call up the chart here quickly. Lebanon has Pluto conjunct the North Node. So we see in both countries this very strong emphasis on instinctual reactions and having to let go of those reactions and to move forward into greater light, if you want to put it that way. Now, Pluto by transit is not really doing that much with Lebanon's chart at the moment. It's already passed over the opposition to Saturn. And when it was in the opposition to Saturn, that's when that was in the final days of Yasser Arafat and the PLO. Taking another quick look. Now that's the main thing that's happening with them. We also find that Saturn is just transited over the nation's Pluto. So, again, there's this onus on basically stepping up to the mark again and letting go of antagonism and making the choices that will give a greater security rather than knee-jerk reaction to things. Okay?
Yeah. Has this happened before, Malvin? Is this the first time we've seen Pluto come about like this, or has this happened before in history?
Well, Pluto, by transit, takes about 240 years to go around the horoscope. So roughly every 20 years it changes sign. And about 20 years ago, Pluto was on Lebanon's Venus, for instance, which would have created a lot of tension, a lot of hard feeling, and major upheaval in terms of its relationship with its neighbors, because and also its resources, because Venus for Lebanon is in the second house, which is self-esteem, personal resources, that kind of thing. So 20 years ago, roughly.
Yeah, that's probably, that would have been probably when we had a real major blow up, probably then too. Pluto does this, doesn't it? It really makes one face these issues, and that's what it's doing at the moment.
Yes, Pluto in the mythology was a stern and pitiless god, but it was absolutely just at the same time. It does rule the underworld, so to speak, the subconscious. And when you couple that with the nodes, there's a powerful subconscious purging that happens. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, we're being forced to face the tide of fundamentalism, which is a passing out of a great energy. For those familiar with it, it's the sixth ray of idealism, fanaticism. And at the same time, as it lays the ground fallow, it also allows space for new things to come forward. So we can see that through the clearing process, it opens the door for greater possibilities. And that's the hope. Now, I've spoken with many people about this, and you know, there are many in the community who think, well, you know, this is World War III, that kind of thing. But you know, these things have happened before. In essence, there is a great deal of light behind this. There are forces of light coming in now to mitigate the situation, to bring about negotiations, to bring about assimilation for all sides, for all people involved to become a greater part of the world community.
Yeah, I believe it's just to change from hatred to love, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, that's right. See, roughly about 25 years ago is when Hezbollah was formed to combat Israel, and this is following the occupation of the 1982 Lebanon War. So that was what was happening around Lebanon about 20, 25 years ago, and that would have been about the time that Pluto was conjunct at Venus.
Yeah.
For Israel, I'll just call up the report again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
For Israel, about 20 years ago, there was a great purging and a contact with the ancient wound of the Jewish race, because Pluto was right around the nation's Chiron at that point. Now, Chiron represents the wounded healer, and wounding by one's intimates. So, in other words, all the neighboring nations.
This is interesting, because there's a lot of people who have been doing this patterning themselves, and I was talking about this the other day, about people facing people that they couldn't love, but it was these people that were showing the wounding within them that had to be now stopped. The patterning of this had to be faced, and it's interesting that you say that now these countries also have this, and they are now going to be facing this, and it's actually going to bring about a huge change. I believe that, Malvin.
Yeah, that's right. All through this past year, well, past period, we've had a transit in the heavens, the Saturn-Chiron opposition, which is a heartbreak aspect. It's very difficult, and it's only just begun to pass out. It's one thing that precipitated the current conflict, and it represents karmic necessities in facing one's old wounds. This is another reason why relationships have been so difficult over the past 18 months especially. So yes, even countries have to face this, and all one's enemies are coming out. Israel has the sun opposing Chiron natally anyway. So, and Chiron is in wide conjunction with the South Node. Essentially what it says is that Israel is continually confronted by its old wounds.
It's
difficult for them to let go of it.
Yeah, I was talking today with someone regarding Golda Meir. When she went in there, and of course Ariel Sharon is not in the picture at the moment, but he was in the picture back there. It would have been interesting to just have a look at his chart to see, because he isn't, and this is a whole different ball game without him being in the picture.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of forces actually at play at the moment. There's the religious fundamentalism. There's also big money involved, you know, and there's the whole subculture of people, you know, conspiracy theorists and all this, who say it's not really about religion, although it is, and that it's mainly about oil, because there's a pipeline that is supposed to come out of the Mediterranean Sea in Lebanon. So it's the whole conspiracy theorist thing about oil in the Middle East, big money, the machinations of Middle Europe and the U.S. with regard to Israel, the Zionist movement, that whole thing. And there's ancient karmic ties that go right back into Atlantis and the whole power structure. But in terms of the current struggle, I think we'll find that once there's some sense of security around resources in the region, we'll find a ceasefire, and the time hasn't come yet, because Israel doesn't feel secure within its own borders so long as Hezbollah can fire rockets over. It's interesting too that if it is the question of the oil, with Hezbollah having power within the government in Lebanon at the moment, it's a very direct threat to Israel. It's also a threat to the oil supply in Europe and within the U.S. as well. So there's a lot of very interesting sub-themes going on here, plans within plans working out.
And what do you think about Syria and Iran in this?
Well, that's the other side of it, because Syria and Iran back Hezbollah very heavily, and they supply a lot of the weaponry. Very interesting charts for those countries as well. With Syria, we find a Mars-Uranus conjunction straddles the 11th house, and the 11th house is the house of brotherhood and groups. But it's a very martial and independent aspect. You know, Syria has never really towed the line in terms of the world community. We also find a Sun-Neptune conjunction across the Sagittarian ascendant, which again favors religious fundamentalism, and also can be an aspect of self-deception, but also of high vision, depending on how it's handled. There's also a very combust conjunction between Moon and Saturn in the sixth house for that country, which brings up a lot of security issues. And because of the way they were defeated by Israel in the 60s, there's always been this tension between the two countries because of it. There's also a Pluto-Chiron conjunction in that country's chart, so that, you know, you could just go on and on with it. But the basic thing with Syria is there's a fierce need for independence, a very strong religious cultural view that theirs is the right path, that they have a right to their actions within the region, and very deep security issues in there. For the current Iranian chart, we find a Sun-Mars conjunction, again a very Marshall Singh aspect. And also, that Mars is square to Chiron. Now, Chiron's very interesting in any chart because it shows how a person or a country handles intimacy issues, issues of love and brotherhood, that sort of thing. And when Mars is square that, it's always a conflicting kind of aspect.
I think we...
Iran itself is also a very strong power-based country because we find, in addition to that Sun-Mars conjunction, that it's also trine to Pluto in the seventh house. So there,
yes.
Pluto in the seventh house is always an indicator that relationships are the clearing ground for the individual or the country. And Iran has been very strident in its relation to the rest of the world. It can be a very rebellious kind of placement.
Yes.
So for those countries, we can see that there is a very martial attitude, and also an unwillingness to interface with the rest of the world. So the separative attitude, along with the separative attitude of a good portion of the government in the U.S. is, and Middle Europe, for that matter, is precipitating a lot of this. It's unfortunate that we have to have bloodshed to bring about a proper resolution of things.
It is. Very much. You're listening to BBS Radio, and we're interviewing Malvin Artley, and a member of the American Astrology Association, and we're talking a bit about what is happening in the Middle East at the moment. Malvin, is there any likely outcome in August, as we're the first here, of a precipitation of a ceasefire coming up?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about it, but Israel's already said that there's not one forthcoming until they feel a bit more secure around Hezbollah. In terms of the astrology of it, until what's interesting as well, because Israel is having its Saturn return at the moment. The Saturn return is always a pivotal event, and it is an indicator that one has to exhibit more maturity within the world and to step up to the mark, so to speak. We find also that Saturn is squaring Israel's nodal axis. So again, we find this theme of karmic interplay, of karmic clearing, of having to make choices around what needs to be let go of and what needs to be assimilated. That's going to be leaving that position toward the end of the month. So there should be a lessening of tensions within the country at that point. So I would look for an easing of tensions toward the end of the month, but it's not going to be any time in the next few days, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But, you know, something quite miraculous happens.
And the United Nations in this?
Unfortunately, I don't have a chart for the United Nations in front of me, but there have been a lot of moves in the UN to try to broker a ceasefire, and there are imaginations behind the scenes to affect that, because the best and the brightest in the world know that this can be a disastrous thing if it's allowed to continue.
Definitely.
If Lebanon is destroyed in terms of its infrastructure, what that will do will work directly against Israel and the U.S. in that it will produce a lot of instability in the region. Now, I'd venture to say that there are factions on both sides of the fence that do want to see this happen, because it brings about their own self-interest and helps to preserve their status quo. It gives them justification for being in power.
I noted.
In other words, if the conflict continues, then Lebanon will be seen as a martyr nation, and the Arab states will rally around it.
Yeah, well, Saudi Arabia already has.
Yes. So if Israel can step up to the mark, show a little courage and step back and say, okay, let's reassess things for a while and let's see what kind of solution we can come back, it will diffuse the situation to a large degree. And if the UN can become directly involved and the great new negotiating powers can come in, then I think we can see a very positive outcome here. The worst scenario is if it's just allowed to continue. Now, the U.S. is starting to realize that it cannot continue to go this way, and we've seen Condoleezza Rice go through the region and try to begin negotiations, and talks with both sides. So there is movement, and the forces of light are beginning to bring
work.
Things to bear, but it's going to take time.
Yeah.
Israel is so security conscious and so unwilling to let go of past hurts, that sort of thing, that it's going to be difficult for them to come to a ceasefire.
On the aspect of Saudi Arabia, I don't know if you have the chart there of the Arabic nations coming together for Lebanon. I think it was about a year ago that the past president was killed in Lebanon. I don't know what that was in the star system or in the stars at that time, but we've had this kind of a shift where we've had this Hezbollah kind of change with the Hezbollah in all the region. And is it, you know, they were democratically in one way brought to power, but it's as if now they are being used in one way, and the other side with Israel, we have this whole conflict. It's really Pluto is bringing, as you said, up these conflicts so that each nation can face, and instead of, as I said before, having hatred, but facing each other as in love, and not having this huge conflict that's been going on, I think, for I don't know how many centuries.
Well, that's right. This goes back to what I was saying before, in terms of factions on both sides wanting to precipitate this for their own ends. A year ago, Pluto was opposing Lebanon's Saturn, which brought about a great upheaval in the power structure. You know, and with the assassination, it created a kind of vacuum, and Hezbollah was allowed to come in. Conspiracy theorists would have a great time with that. But Pluto also represents subterfuge, and being in Lebanon's third house of communication and brotherhood, we can see that there were people who were trying to go against that very thing, wanting to shut down communications in some ways, wanting to subvert the paradigm in terms of the nation's sense of community. When Pluto went direct, that brought about more of a precipitation of the current conflict. Now, at that time, Saturn was also getting ready to transit over the north node of the country in Leo. And there was a dynamic wherein the country felt empowered in some respects to show its face to the world. You know, powerful people coming into power that would bring about certain karmic necessities in terms of the nation. But given that the North Node is conjunct to Pluto in that chart in the 10th house, there are always power struggles within the nation. And we see a lot of that being played out now. Either Hezbollah will be completely defeated in this in Lebanon, and we'll see a complete shift of the power dynamic again, or you know, we'll see a ceasefire, and kind of an uneasy peace set up.
Maybe they'll have a security council and bring in other countries and do what they did long before and put in, you know, different countries from the United Nations.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the United Nations is going to be instrumental in this.
Has to bring in. They have to bring in peace by bringing in about 3 or 4 or 5 countries and have peacekeepers there to quell this as soon as possible, I should think.
Yep, that's right. Lebanon itself has very deep security issues. The sun for the nation is conjunct with the fourth house cusp, which is home and family and that sort of thing. But it's also over in the third house. Really, for that nation, it's essential that they keep the lines of communication open, not just with the Arab states, but with the U.S., with Israel, as much with their enemies as with their friends. The nation also has a Sun-Neptune square in its natal chart, which can indicate self-deception, people of unsavory character, so to speak, influencing outcomes. And Neptune being in the 12th house, there's a lot of deception behind the scenes.
Again, monetary, oil, all these other things that you've just stated before.
That's right. Yeah, because Neptune rules oil and that sort of thing as well.
Well, I think we could maybe let's sum something up here, Malvin. Maybe you'd like to give listeners your website. There might be some listeners out there listening to BBS who'd like to have a look at your website and maybe have a talk to you online and ask you maybe for some readings. Who knows? So would you like to do that now, please?
Yeah, sure. The best thing to do is go to www.astrologycom.com. All one word, .com. There is a subscription box in there. My letters, I do a full moon letter every month. There's a subscription box for my letters, and that will enable people to contact me via email. There are also some very fine articles by other astrologers there as well. It's not specifically my website, but I am accessible through that site. I am available for readings. I do phone readings for a lot of people overseas, and I'm also getting ready to do a lot with Chinese astrology. The Chinese astrology of the region is fascinating as well.
Yeah, before you came on here, I was talking about that with the listeners, and I thought we might do another program maybe at the end of the month and have you come on board, and I'm very much into that because I'm a dragon. But I'm a wood dragon. See, they don't know all about this, but I've always been mystified when I went and looked at Chinese astrology, and I know that it's pertaining to many, many things. So that would be interesting, and I think we could program that maybe for an hour and have you come back on board and talk about Chinese astrology and have a look and show people how these animals affect and what they do and everything like that. And it's something different. A lot of people may not know and have never even heard of Chinese astrology, Malvin.
Well, it's true. It's an old and august system that evolved all on its own, and it is very accurate. But at the same time, it also shows much more of the subjective side of things than Western astrology does. When you put the two systems together, then you get a complete picture of an individual, a nation, or whatever. And you see through a Chinese interpretation what the soul of a person or a nation is actually trying to express. Very, very accurate assessment of the inner life of an individual or a nation.
Yeah, we may be able to also have some call-ins on that day and have people call in and maybe have some questions that they might like to ask you. This is interesting because, you know, as I was saying to the listeners before, when we pick up the Oprah Winfrey magazine or Women's Day here, the first thing you go to, they look at their astrology. But, of course, that's just one thing. That's just their sun sign, isn't it? So it's not giving all the rest, but there are... and I don't think I have seen any magazines here with Chinese astrology in it. So there's something that they would be, I'm sure, listeners interested in maybe asking you a few questions on that. Would you like to just maybe give us a sum up? We've got a couple of minutes and then we will be going out of time. And we are listening to Marvin Artley, a member of the American Astrology Association. We've been talking about the Middle East conflict at the moment. And Marvin, would you just like to close now with maybe a few words?
Certainly. The basic crux of the situation is that there are patterns of behavior, patterns of thought, ancient karmas on all sides that are being worked out in this conflict. And the greatest hope is that a larger vision of cooperation and brotherhood within the region can emerge from this. The worst possible outcome is that the powers behind the scenes are allowed to keep things moving and that the conflict is widened. Essentially, I see an easing of situations toward the end of the month. Over the next couple of weeks, I think we'll see much stronger moves toward a ceasefire. I have a lot of optimism for an outcome here. And essentially, the Palestinians need to be allowed to have their own state. At the same time, it's unrealistic to think that Israel is going to be dismantled itself, which is the call from Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran. So there has to be some kind of a middle ground here, and both sides seeing the necessity of for stability within the region, and you know that being the only way that growth can come. Essentially, both sides need to step back from their aggression, take a breath, and think of their countries and the wider interests of the region. And in that, hopefully, we can see an end to the present impasse. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Marvin Artley, a member of the American Astrology Association, here live on BBS Radio. And we will be getting Marvin back sometime in the future. So keep looking at your listings and come on board and we will get him back to talk about Chinese astrology. Thank you, Marvin, and goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Are you there, Marvin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I've just put some music on. So thanks very much. That was great. I think I'd like to program you in maybe something like once a month. So, you know, when we're coming up to all these changes, it's good for people out there to know.
Yeah, well, if you could let me know what you want to talk about ahead of time, I can get things prepared and I can do things impromptu as well, but it'd be great to be on your show once a month.
That'd be lovely. Okay, then I'll email you and we can have a talk by email about it. But thanks very much for today. That was great. And
okay, then.
And then I'll I would like a bit of maybe a bit more info so that I can put you up on a billboard so they can see when they come online they can have a look as well.
Okay.
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 Hope the weather's good down there, down under.
Well, it's winter, you know, it's cold, but it's good.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.